If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
And we have a massage table in here, the little setup, and there are two massage therapists standing by. Why are we doing this again today? It's not National Massage Day. We're declaring it. That's what it is. We're declaring it National Massage Day. You know how you have all these days, Pickle Day and Olive Day. Well, we're just saying it's Massage Day. And Steve, has any other news organizations picked up on the fact that we declared it Massage Day today?
Not yet. I'm just scanning the Associated Press wires to see.
Let's get it on News Nation.
Yeah, well, yeah, they should come over here and cover it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Live coverage.
Yeah, so we'll talk about the therapeutic benefits of massage, and we'll demonstrate. Happily.
Do I have to take my pants off?
Well, I knew you were going to say, you know what? I was thinking this morning, now before he gets a chance to say that, tell Steve that nobody's taking their clothes off.
All right.
7:46.
You never know.
And we have a couple of massage therapists with us in the studio today from the new Leaf Spa, right across the street from us on Columbus Drive in the Fairmont Hotel. Mariana Koziol and Alex Macarola. Sounds like a dance that you got going there. Alex, welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here. Let's start by talking about, and I never know whether to get what they call a sport massage or Swedish massage, therapeutic massage. Who wants to explain the difference in those massages? Mariana, you want to go for it?
So I'd like to think Swedish is more of a gentler massage. Mm-hmm. If you're looking more for relaxation and you find yourself to be a bit giddy in terms of deeper pressure, I'd recommend a Swedish massage just to kind of get your mind and body in a more relaxed state. If you're more of an athletic person or you have like a bigger muscle tonicity, I definitely recommend a sports massage.
That would be me.
Yeah.
I need a sports massage.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
This entails stretching, and we also do PNF stretching as well. Which,
what kind of stretching?
PNF stretching.
What is that?
That's when we ask the client to, for example, contract your bicep. And as you're contracting your bicep, we're creating a resistance to elongate the muscle. This tricks the brain to relax the muscle.
Mm-hmm. And Alex, now if someone's got a serious injury, obviously they need to consult their doctor before getting a massage. But in many cases, a massage can take care of back pain and actually do a better job than medications, correct?
It definitely can, yeah, depending on the severity of how badly you're injured versus just the... just the best way to really help relax those muscles that are either overworked, overstressed, hypertonic, which just means just very overstressed. It can definitely help you work you out way better than any real painkiller or anything like that.
Sure.
It's really very much more therapeutic for the body.
Mondays, that's probably the day you see all the weekend athletes, don't you, Mariana?
Yeah, we have some people coming in, absolutely.
Uh-huh. Like Dave, who climbed stairs at Soldier Field on Sunday, and his legs, are they numb now, Dave?
I have a sore calf. Can you do anything for a sore calf?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Then I'm raising my hand.
You want to go first in the chair?
Well, if I can.
And I think people also are a little apprehensive about getting a massage if they've never done it before. But then once you do, you get hooked, don't you?
Yes.
And
yes.
It's the different prices. It depends on how long the massage is and what kind,
that is
right?
Correct. Yeah. If you'd like, we could go into pricing specifically.
Yeah, give us an idea of what it would cost over at the Leaf Spa in the Fairmont, which obviously is one of the nicer massage places around Chicago.
Totally. So right now, we're actually running our summer special. We have a 110-minute scrub and CBD massage, which goes for $560, and also an 80-minute facial with CBD and Dr. Gross Dennis products, which goes for $420. However, if you're looking for just massages, we've got 50-minute, 80-minute, and 110 minutes. 50-minute goes for $175. I'm sorry, $170. 80-minute, $270. And $110 is $370.
Does insurance ever cover
this? Yes, it does. If you've been in an accident or are in need of it, there are some clients that we have in working with insurance. So, definitely.
Alex, do you have a specialty? Mariana, do you have a specialty, or do you both do everything?
So I really like to do sports massage, deep tissue. I just find that really helps release a lot, really helps center everybody a little bit better, especially with the more active people as well. Swedish massage isn't really going to do it.
And everybody has back pain, right? Is that the number one complaint you get?
Absolutely, back
neck,
pain.
Shoulders,
we have a lot of office workers coming in, and the thing about the body is like it holds tension. Like we hold trauma in our body, so whether you like it or not, you're going to feel it.
Yeah, and you talk about neck tension. Did you say neck, shoulder?
Yeah, neck, shoulders, back are typically the most common we'll see, especially sitting at a desk or honestly, just that's where us humans always just love to hold all of our tension.
How about sitting in a car in traffic?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. All that stress of traffic.
All right.
There.
Well, we've got some clients for you here at the station, and we'll get them lined up for you. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, absolutely.
Good
Happy to
see
help.
You. It's the Leaf Spa team here from the Fairmont Hotel, right down the street.
That's
conveniently
right.
Located near WGN Radio. Can we get a? Is there a microphone near Dave? I'd like to talk to him while he's getting. Oh, there. Wait a minute. Hang on a second. There you go. Dave, is everything okay over there?
Yeah, everything's great.
Dave's face is in the. What do you call that
face
part
cradle.
Of the chair?
Cradle.
The what?
Yeah. The face cradle.
The face cradle.
It's the face cradle, Bob.
All right. Well, are your legs feeling any better yet?
Well, I'm working on my shoulder. So I think, can you get Control Room Joe to come in and do the sports?
We'll see if he can do that during the news, which is coming on right now. Let's open up the mailbox. We were talking Friday about the way some golfers get into shape and stay in shape. Got a text that says, I prefer John Daly's training regimen. What is that exactly, Dave? What does John Daly do?
I don't think if you looked at John Daly, you would think that it was a very intense a physical regimen in the traditional sense. Might be more along the lines, Bob, of how you spent your Saturday.
Eating Italian beef.
Well...
By the way, you sound very relaxed, Dave.
I am very relaxed.
Did you enjoy your massage?
Alex did a wonderful job. The pain has subsided. The tightness in my calf has subsided. I had a kind of a knot in my right shoulder and neck, and that seems to be gone now.
Grzanich is in the chair.
Yeah,
now.
And you can tell Steve's kind of relaxed.
Alex, is he really like neck and shoulders bad with him?
Yeah? Absolutely. That mid back, like he was saying, was pretty tight as well.
Yeah, he works very hard, he'll tell you. Mariana, what kind of massage is Steve getting from Alex?
I'd say
a newsman's massage, would that be called?
Yeah, exactly that, in a chair massage.
All right, well, you guys continue on there while we go through some emails and texts. Good morning, Bob and crew. You guys finally got some love from Marcus from the WGN TV B team during the 4 o'clock morning hour, says Tim. Missed that. Wonder what he said. But we appreciate the love from the WGN TV morning news whenever we can get it. So thanks to Marcus for that. And then I heard from so many people who couldn't believe that I didn't know about beer can chicken. Let me read some of these. Bob, you never heard of beer can chicken? Bob, you must be isolated. John Cass wrote about beer can chicken years ago. You're supposed to put a half full can of beer in the chicken. It really helps keep the chicken juicy, like Vicky said. Check out John Cass column. He made it a thing. Boil brat in beer, not water. The flavor is great. And yeah, John Cass, where is it? Here it is. He said, flavor the chicken with Cavender's Greek seasoning, a spice blend made by an Arkansas-based South Carolina seasoning company. You can substitute your own blend. And then John Cass wrote that he adapted his recipe from a technique prized by American Southern rustics who cook chicken on a beer can with plenty of heavy wood smoke like hickory or apple wood, and that leaves the chicken looking and tasting like an old shoe. Well, that doesn't sound very appetizing, but now I know about it. And then, you know, the story about Prince Harry and Meghan and the car chase in New York. Got a couple of comments on that. Maybe King Charles is paying some paparazzi to torture Harry for leaving. You think? Wow, it's the South Park episode brought to life. Oh, you mean this?
We'll go find some quiet place where we can be normal people. Come on, wife. We want privacy. We want privacy.
Oh, we have the clip from the WGN-TV early morning news. Marcus gave us some love, or let's hear that.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, we told you earlier this week that auto manufacturers are considering removing AM radio from future vehicles. That is getting some pushback. In Washington, a bipartisan group of senators, including Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Ed Markey, are sponsoring a bill called the AM for Every Vehicle Act. It would direct the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to issue a rule that requires automakers to maintain AM broadcast radio in their vehicles. They believe the demise of AM radio would make it harder to broadcast emergency alerts during a crisis. AM radio waves, they do travel farther and through many objects, which officials say make it necessary to keep around. Automakers have concerns that AM radio has negative effect on the powertrain of electric cars. They argue that it's an obsolete technology. Also want to shout out everybody listening to us on AM radio right now on WGN 720. All right, we don't give them enough love.
That's
from
right.
What Bob Surratt tells us all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go.
Oh, so the word's gotten back to him.
Uh-huh. See all my whining here? Sometimes does some good, doesn't it? Thank you, Marcus. We were talking about old vinyl albums worth some money. What about Lynyrd Skynyrd's album with the flames behind band members released right before the plane went down? They recalled it, and then they re-released the album with no flames. Yeah, I imagine that would be worth a pretty penny. Bob, I recently paid $5 for an unopened album of Uncle Lair and Little Tommy's Animal Stories. What do you think that's worth? I'd say $4, maybe something like that. And then, oh, here's a suggestion. Bob, at the end of the show, instead of saying Excelsior, why don't you just apologize? Well, that would work every day, wouldn't it? I think so. Steve, is everything okay there in the massage? Wait a minute. Let me turn your microphone on here. Everything okay in the massage chair?
Yes. I think.
And
big deep breath.
Alex, you feeling a lot of knots there?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You should stop working them so hard.
You got to hear all the popping. There's a lot of pop. Oh.
Lots of releasing happening. Oh, of tension.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and Mariana is the what Alex is doing there now. Describe what he's doing and the way he's working on Grzanich over there.
Sure. So he's working on his forearm at the moment. He's applying pressure towards the elbow, the upper part of the forearm, simultaneously moving the wrist up and down and twisting the arm back and forth to really help and loosen up the muscle fibers as he's working with the thumbs.
Alex, Steve, because of the nature of his job, he presses a lot of buttons. So will you massage his forefinger?
We'll
get to that a little bit.
A lot of wrist action as well.
It's the Leaf Spa, 200 North Columbus Drive in the Fairmont Hotel. And we're happy to have the folks here from Leaf Spa today with us. I'm going to jump in that chair soon, although I don't think Grzanich will be giving it up anytime soon.
Well, the news has been canceled.
It's 8:48. Can you do the weather in that position? Your head is, you know, face down in the massage deal. What do you call that thing again, Mariana?
It's literally a massage chair.
But the
face cradle, yeah.
The face cradle, yeah. From the face cradle, now here is your weather forecast, I think, maybe.
Mostly rubby today. High near 80. A little cooler at the lakefront today. Sunshine for the rest of the week as well. Temperatures in the 80s tomorrow, but back to the 60s and then 70s for the weekend. It's 60 right now.
And now
he thinks.
I think.
Yeah. Vicky, you wish you were here, don't you?
I totally do. Nice. Not fair.
Do we think Steve is in any kind of condition to do a newscast at 9 o'clock? Do we know?
Oh, man. I think I'm going to take a nap instead, if that's all right.
Now, let me ask our massage therapist from the Leaf Spa in the Fairmont Hotel. Now, this is supposed to invigorate you, though. Isn't it? It's not supposed to put you to sleep exactly, Mariana?
Well, the invigoration comes the day after when your body feels better, I suppose you could say.
Is that it? Yeah. And Alex, what did you pick up from working on Grzanich?
Oh, man. Forearms super tight. Hands pretty tense as well. Mm-hmm. Of course, like we were saying earlier, a lot of neck, shoulders, back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Hard to escape.
Yeah, I should have taken off my pants now.
Stop it. The news is next at 9 from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And then, you know what? Why don't we lock the door? Because I don't want John Williams coming in here like he usually does, because I want to get in the massage chair. And it's the Leaf Spa at the Fairmont, 200 North Columbus Drive. It's actually a huge place. It's not just massages you guys do over there, right?
That's correct. We do facials. We do body treatments. We actually have meditation classes as well that mm-hmm. we recently launched.
Are you connected to the Fairmont's health club facilities over there, the gym?
Yes, we are right next to the gym, which guests have access to as well. Our spa has steam room, lounge room, meditation space.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a spa day.
Yeah, I'm thinking of thinking of a remote. Yeah. That'll be the next the next project for us going forward. John Williams in the massage chair now, and let's chat with him, sponsored by riverboattwilight.com. And John, wouldn't you think that on Mondays this is just the perfect thing to do?
You know, I'm not a massage guy, but this is really something.
Well, Alex is one of the best. He's over there at Leaf Spa in the Fairmont Hotel. And Mariana, what are the prices for your massagers again?
Yeah, sure. So we've got three options: 50-minute, 170, 80-minute, 270, and 110-minute, 370.
So John's getting probably a 10-minute, 15-minute massage. How much do you think he should tip, Alex?
I think...
What's
well,
a
right
percentage?
Now.
He'll tell you, well, I'm getting it free, so it's, it's zero. But
$3.99.
He's more generous than that. John, what's on the show today, if you're going to still do one?
Well, my parasympathetic. What
yeah, that's right, your parasympathetic nervous system.
What's that?
That is the rest and digest of the body, promoting homeostasis and digestion. It's very healing.
I asked him, Bob, I said, well, you know, what's the purpose of this other than it feels good? And they said, you know, it kind of helps your whole body, and I'm feeling that.
Yeah, it slows down the heart rate, gets the digestion kicking in.
It reduces stress hormones, right?
Absolutely. It allows your body, like your physical body, to feel safe, because our conscious mind and our body are like two separate things. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, anybody that has ever, and I don't think anybody doubts anymore the mind-body connection, but if anybody does, all you have to do is think about how you can cry if you think of something sad. That's the mind-body connection, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's there. Alex is doing the work on John Williams now. Alex, what's tight in our boy there? Can you massage his jaw? He talks a lot.
Actually, it's a little TMJ massage.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
You really do that,
temporal
huh?
mandibular joint. So that's literally the jaw joint.
Wow.
And yeah. We do it. That goes hand in hand with the scalp massage as well, going down to the neck.
Really helps.
It's fascinating.
A lot.
Yeah, I like the scalp massage, and I think the foot massage better than anything.
Yeah.
Oh, I like a foot massage, too. But you know, Bob, you can tell, like, I don't know, I said I'm not a massage person, but...
John's in the face cradle, which is why
I
he
know,
sounds a little different.
Crazy?
But go ahead.
Well, but you can tell they know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're moving things and around and massaging me in ways that... make you feel different. Do I sound high, by the way?
You're getting there.
Relaxed.
Do you have a dog, John? You don't have a dog, do you?
Yeah, we have Dizzy, our Dizzy Dapple Dachshund.
Well, why don't you talk to Alex and Mariana here about their dog yoga coming up?
They have that. Mm,
that's right. Yes. In August, we are actually working on partnering with an animal shelter for an adoption event and have dog meditation with yoga. So stay tuned. We don't have a set date just yet because we're still working on that. But okay. If anyone's interested, definitely keep an eye out at Leaf Spa again in August. Meditation and yoga with an mm-hmm. animal shelter.
And we do a moment of Zen here occasionally, but we need the massage to go with it, I think.
Absolutely.
I mean, it goes hand in hand.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Would you like us to play any music at this time, John, from the record collection? Or would that be a little bit too upbeat?
I don't need it, although, now, is it okay if it hurts a little, just a little bit sometimes?
Yeah. Yes. So what you typically look for is what we call the therapeutic edge of yeah. where you're saying, ooh, this yeah. hurts so good. But once you cross that into ow, that's when we need to lighten up because yeah. you're just hurting that tissue at that point.
Yeah, so definitely let him know if you're feeling a little
yeah,
too much.
No, that's good.
Yeah, I've had massages, and mostly it's like, oh, you don't want it to end. But sometimes if it's too weak, too soft, or too hard, too strong, that's no good either.
Yeah, what's interesting is that everyone's also different. As mentioned, the body does hold trauma, so some people need that lighter touch in order to loosen. Because you can't go completely deep on someone that's tense. You have to first relax the body itself for it to open up, and that allows you to go deeper.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
And, you know, we always hear about these chemicals that are released in our body. Oxytocins,
yes,
right?
Yes, the feel-good hormone. Oxytocin is the one that's released when you hug someone, so when you feel that physical touch.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Right. So you're feeling a physical touch. John's feeling a physical touch from Alex now, yeah. but it's different than the oxytocins released when his wife hugs him, I would hope. But still, there are those good chemicals that are released yeah. to the touch, correct?
That's correct, absolutely. Yeah. And that further kind of allows the body to go into homeostasis, which is the rest and digest, the healing aspect of massage itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, other than being in homeostasis for 4 hours today, John, what's yes. coming up on the broadcast?
Okay, I do have to do a show today. So, well, we're back with Monday Speed Jokes.
Uh-huh.
There's a computer scientist in the paper today who we've had on before, and he's talked about everything from how to pick a Final Four to how the TSA could better handle passengers at the airport. But he said that using computer analysis and just being smart, we could do a better job of handling the migrant crisis at the border. We're going to see if he'll give us what some of those good ideas are today. We'll visit with our friend Marnie Hughes from News Nation, speaking of the national news stories, Bob.
Is Marnie going to be up here or on the phone?
Not going to answer that question. And also, one, you and I do this dance every Monday, don't we, Bob? And then one last thing. There was an ethical question over the weekend that we ran into, and that was, if you're a couple, how do you feel about you flying first class and your wife back in coach with the kids?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So we'll get into all of that.
I was once witness to a domestic involving somebody who's on TV here in Chicago, and he boarded a plane with his wife, and there was only one first class seat available.
Right.
And he took it. And the fireworks began.
What a dummy.
Yeah, you can't be doing that.
What a dummy.
I mean, you know, when you get off the flight, when you get off the plane, it's not going to be fun.
Yeah, so. The first class experience ends when you get off the plane.
All right, well, John will, he promises to get his head out of the face cradle and be with you shortly after the 10 o'clock
Thank
news.
You,
anytime. And I am in the face cradle, and Alex is working on my shoulders right now. And let me ask you a question, Alex, Mariana. Is this going to improve my performance on the softball field or the tennis court? That's my question.
Oh, absolutely. Especially when we get down to those hips and elbows for you.
Because I haven't hit the long ball in about 12 years.
Oh,
So I need some help here. And aren't you supposed to drink a lot of water after this?
That's correct.
Yes, hydration is your muscle's best friends after a massage.
Oh, man. So you're working on the neck and shoulders now, and that's where most people carry tension, right?
Yes, sir. Right up in the traps here, along with your lovely scalenes, spinous capitis, all those good muscles.
Yeah. You know, when I got up this morning, I thought, you know what? I may call in sick because my spinous capitis is bothering me. So do you think that doing what I do, and you guys have been watching me, creates the tension in my neck?
Oh, absolutely. Sitting like that in your chair, moving around, writing stuff down, typing, all of that adds up for sure.
Now, what about thinking of stuff to say?
Hey, the brain is a muscle.
I'd suggest a scalp massage for that one.
Oh, that's why the scalp massage feels so good. Yeah, Alex is working on my scalp right now. And, well, it's a good thing we're not on the air trying to do a radio show while this is going on, because I don't think it's possible, to tell you the truth. And once again, over in the Fairmont, it's Leaf Spa. And I'll tell you something. These guys know what they're doing, so you may want to check it out. And I think because you guys are right across the street from us on Columbus there in the Fairmont, we may be dropping by every day.
Please do. We'd love to see you.
Yeah, you're more than welcome to.
And, what are you doing now, Alex?
Just let that hang loose for me. We're going to do a little
That's my throwing arm, by the way.
Oh, perfect. Let's see if we can get this.
Which has never been strong, by the way. I've always been a good runner, but I've never had a strong arm. Now, this can't really build up a muscle, though, can it?
Not necessarily,
really.
But it does open up the joint. So if anything, when you do go back to working out, you might find yourself in a better posture.
I hope so.
You know?
Yeah. Well, we got the news coming up at 9:30. I'm very busy here. Control Room Joe, just play some commercials. That'll do it for us. John is coming on right after the news. Thanks for listening, and thanks to the Leaf Spa and the Fairmont Hotel, 200 North Columbus, for the massage work today. We're all better for it, so you can get over there yourself, connect back to nature, get a massage, do some meditation. They do it all over there. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one. Excelsior.
The host of today's show was artificially generated. Let's face it, AI Bob is a lot better than the real one.